Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Your Wood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here's your host, David Swope.
All right, good morning and happy Labor Day weekend. It's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene each and every week here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt, dirt track racing, off-road, and park and shine, we'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities with a full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. A lot of cool things going on this weekend. I don't know if you went out to ABQ Dragway last night and caught the first round, but let me tell you, that is a fantastic show. You want to get out there and check out the Labor Day Bash. I mean, they had jet cars. They got rod cars. Show cars are going to be running this afternoon, but you got to get out there. Enjoy yourself with that. Gates opening at noon today. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's out at ABQ Dragway. You can go abqdragway.com and get all the information. If you want to see some drift's going on today and actually tomorrow. There's going to be an autocross as a part of it going on out at Sandia Speedway. And that's all a part of the, I can't believe it, it's the sixth annual No Coast Drift Party. And let me tell you, it is a party, bonfire, bands, all kinds of stuff going on. And actually, every once in a while, they're going to drift. No, I think there's about 10 hours worth of drift exhibition today alone. So you want to make sure that you don't miss that. That's out at Sandia Motor Speedway going on today. As a matter of fact, I think the gates are already open so people can start heading out there. Hey, big story. Dale Earnhardt Jr. will miss the rest of the 2016 Sprint Cup season as he recovers from concussion symptoms. It was announced yesterday. Earnhardt has missed the past six races because of a concussion his doctors believe was suffered in a June 12th crash at Michigan International Speedway. He's been undergoing regular evaluations at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Sports Center. Concussion program has been treated for issues related to balance and focusing on objects that are at a distance while moving his head. Hendrick Motorsports said Jeff Gordon, who is again driving for Earnhardt this weekend at Darlington, and Alex Bowman will continue to fill in for the remaining 12 races on the Sprint Cup schedule. From a competition standpoint, missing the remainder of the season shouldn't hurt Earnhardt. The only way he could have made the chase for the Sprint Cup is if he came back next week in Richmond and won the race. The NASCAR specifications also allow a change for 2012, meaning the cars will drive differently next season than they will the remainder of this year. Speaking of August 5th at Watkins Glen, Earnhardt stressed he wanted to continue racing. His contract with Hendrick runs through 2017. Kyle Larson wins his first career NASCAR Sprint Cup Series race. Larson led a race-high 41 laps on his way to his first career NASCAR Sprint Cup Series victory in Sunday's Pure Michigan 400 at Michigan International Speedway. The triumph marks the first time a graduate of the NASCAR Drive for Diversity and NASCAR Next programs have won a NASCAR Sprint Cup Series race. Larson won his 99th career start in his 99th career start. It was the first victory for Chip Ganassi in 99 races. And that dates back to when Jamie McMurray won at Talladega in the fall of 2013. Man, can you believe that Ganassi went that long without a victory? The number 42 Chevrolet driver will attempt to continue his winning ways in Sunday's Bojangles Southern 500 at Darlington Raceway. Larson has finished in the top 10 in both of his career starts at the Lady in Black. Only two races remain on the chase for the NASCAR Sprint Cup. With Sunday's Bojangles Southern 500 at Darlington Raceway and next weekend's Federated Auto Parts 400 at Richmond International Raceway. Here's how the chase grid shakes out right now. Brad Keselowski is in, 4 wins. Kyle Busch, 4 wins. Kevin Harvick, 2 wins. Carl Edwards, 2 wins. Denny Hamlin, 2 wins. Jimmy Johnson, 2 wins. Matt Kenseth, 2 wins. Kurt Busch, 1 win. Joey Logano, 1. Martin Truex Jr. with 1. Kyle Larson with 1. And Tony Stewart and Chris Buescher round out all in victories. on points. Chase Elliott, 27 points above Ryan Newman on the cutoff line. You got Austin Dillon, plus 21, and Jamie McMurray, plus 15. Four drivers on the outside looking in. Ryan Newman is 15 points behind Jamie McMurray at the cutoff line. Casey Kane, 52 back. Trevor Bayne, 58 back. And Ryan Blaney sitting 71 back. Remember, a driver can get into a chase with the win as long as they are in the top 30 in points following Richmond and have attempted every race. On Sunday at Michigan, Tony Stewart and Kyle Larson clinched chase spots. They were mathematically locked in. Buescher currently sits in 30th in points, just 7 points ahead of 31st place David Ragan. If he falls out of the top 30, he will not make the chase even with his victory. The currently winless drivers who have visited victory lane at Darlington are Greg Biffle and Regan Smith. If Regan Smith wins this race, that's complete disaster for Chris Buescher. Those who have triumphed at Richmond include Clint Bowyer, Casey Kane, and Ryan Newman. Talking about Darlington, Darlington Raceway celebrated NASCAR's history for a second straight season with a throwback weekend. This year's throwback platform will focus on the 75 through 84 era of the sport. It's one of the most anticipated weekends of the season. Initiatives from the celebration include, but are not limited to, drivers sporting retro paint schemes. Cale Yarborough is going to be the honorary pace car driver. I wonder if he's going to take some hot laps there. In addition to that, 2017 NASCAR Hall of Fame inductees Richard Childress, Rick Hendrick, and Mark Martin will be serving as grand marshals, and they're even going to have throwback food. So I wonder what that is. It's going to be no GMOs or something like that. It's going to go back to that. Hey, in the broadcast booth, Ken Squire, Ned Jarrett, and Dale Jarrett will be part of the race from the NBC booth. Hey, I had Squire on as a guest at Daytona 500, and he was the announcer for 25 years for NASCAR. And the guy still got a lot of energy, so you want to tune in and make sure you hear that. Darlington has 10 different drivers in victory lane over its last 10 races. Biffle, Gordon, Kyle Busch, Mark Martin, Denny Hamlin, Regan Smith, Jimmy Johnson, Matt Kenseth, Kevin Harvick, and Carl Edwards. So if you notice, there's no Kozlowski and no Logano in that. So we'll have to see how that rolls out. Brad Kozlowski is your points leader. You got Kyle Busch, Kevin Harvick, Carl Edwards, and Denny Hamlin round out your top five. Brett Moffitt takes the lead on the final lap to win Michigan's truck race. Moffitt isn't eligible for the season-ending chase in the NASCAR Truck Series. Teammate Timothy Peters is, but on the final lap at Michigan International Speedway, it didn't matter that much. Moffitt passed Peters and William Byron to win Saturday's truck race at Michigan by 0.098 seconds, a thrilling ending that gave Red Horse Racing a 1-2 finish. Peters took second, but remains without a win this season. A victory could have solidified a spot in the chase for him. Moffitt won for the first time in 6 truck races. This was only his 4th start of the year on this series in the number 11 Toyota, so he's not eligible for the chase. Peters was 2 laps away from getting what would have been his first victory of the season, but Byron nosed ahead with a lap to go, and Moffitt then was able to move to the outside and take over the lead. Daniel Hemric finished 3rd, and Byron ended up finishing 4th. 6 of the 8 chase spots are now accounted for by drivers who have won races this year. Hemric and Peters are both winless, but as of now, they're in position to take the field in on points. They can both take solace of the fact that Saturday's winner wasn't eligible. Your top 5, William Byron, Matt Crafton, Johnny Sauter, Ben Kennedy, and Christopher Bell as you head into the chase for the Truck Series. Michael McDowell gets his first career Xfinity win at Road America. McDowell pointed his number 2 Chevy against a concrete barrier at the finish line, burning his tires in a smoky celebration. McDowell edged teammate Brendan Gaughan by 0.534 seconds in overtime on an overcast, sometimes misty Saturday afternoon at the sprawling road course for his first career NASCAR Xfinity Series victory. Brendan Poole was 3rd, and pole sitter Alex Taglioni finished 7th on the 194-mile race. After 5 career starts at Road America, McDowell has ended his has ended his drought and finally got that victory he's been looking for. McDowell has competed in 297 National Series events. Having started his career as a road course racer, McDowell has fought the urge to go back full-time road racing to concentrate on his Sprint Cup career. He has opportunities driving for Joe Gibbs to potentially get a win in the past, but hasn't been able to capitalize. The win Saturday at Road America came while driving for Richard Childress Racing. McDowell is a primary cup driver for RCR affiliate, the Levine Family Racing. The team Childress' grandson, Ty Dillon, runs select races for during the year. Starting on the pole in 2011 and second in 2012, McDowell has combined for 34 laps at a track and felt he saw some chances slip away. He had three runner-up finishes in Xfinity career as well as a pair of thirds. RCR has won the past three races at Road America with different drivers, Brendan Gaughan, Paul Menard, and now McDowell. Eric Jones is your points leader. Elliott Sadler, well, actually, is the leader in the standings. Elliott Sadler is actually leading in points with a pretty hefty margin, but he's in second based on victories. Daniel Suarez, Justin Allgaier, and Ty Dillon round out your top five. Hey, if you're thinking about racing, you're thinking about local racing, there's no way to do that without thinking about Yearwood Performance. Since 1968, Yearwood Performance has been a staple in the Southwest hot rod scene. Yearwood Performance is the expert giving you the need on the track and on the street. Knowledge of what to use and how to use it. Carburetors, intakes, hoses, and fittings. They got nitrous. As a matter of fact, they've got Torco race fuel ready to go. New Mexico's oldest and largest speed shop. Yearwood Performance, 341 Eubank, just south of I-40, and 9674 Eagle Ranch Road across from Costco here on the west side. Buy local, save time and money, yearwoodperformance.com. Hey, we got a whole lot more coming up on the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.